Of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's improved your overall day-to-day how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature, because it's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life. And I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. I've got more energy and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Make sure and go to MyPillow.com. Right now, Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts, $25. They just put up this promo, $25 instead of $149, down all the way to $25 for the slippers. What a great gift. And you can grab these at MyPillow.com in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a must. Get on it right now. Make sure you have these slippers because they're amazing. And size up a little bit. Size up one size. You'll love me for this one. So make sure and go for $25. You cannot not get this deal at MyPillow.com right now. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys.
America, just do what you're told, and we might let you play with sparklers on Independence Day. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home, politically.
As I was with Xi Jinping, I've spent more time with him than any world leader has over the last 10 years.
January 2021, I stood in the U.S. Capitol to be inaugurated as President of the United States. Just days before, on that very spot.
Dripping in blood, surrounded by carnage.
A violent insurrection took place. A dagger at the throat of democracy. I was standing with a black woman about to take a 2-mile procession down Pennsylvania Avenue as President and Vice President of the United States of America.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
That the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
To stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did in my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And
I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color. And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Hi there. Last hour. How are you guys on a Thursday? And I'm your white supremacist, Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, and there's white supremacist over there, Uncle Milty. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. You know, he is so stupid.
I know.
He used the acronym.
Right.
But what he actually said was, I didn't say it because I am at a black, historically black college.
No, not at all. That wasn't the reason you called everybody in America a white supremacist.
But, well,
I know.
Is there any other kind of historically black?
It's,
I mean,
not
could he
because
have said,
I'm at a black college.
Because I'm at an oriental historically black college?
He spoke at Howard, and it was excruciating to listen to. So we added some clips in for your enjoyment. It's just like a bad car wreck, and you can't stop watching it because you don't. You should see all the clips, the files I have on Biden clips. I had to pick and choose. I mean, it's insane. Welcome to the show. By the way, tomorrow I have the entire show tomorrow. 2 hours is all kindness from strangers, the goodness of people. Kindness from strangers, the goodness of people, and people telling their stories in their own words. They're telling the stories themselves. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. It's going to be really uplifting. It's really, I'm excited about tomorrow's show. We need to have like a good news Friday once in a while, don't we? It's graduation time, and I want to play a graduation speech for you that I thought was really inspiring. And before I go there, I just wanted to thank the last caller for calling in. And so in the last hour we were talking, Chris Ann Hall talked about drag shows. She wanted to talk about drag shows and culture and the freedom to allow people to have their freedom and what that means and limited government and what that means. And, you know, it was an interesting premise because the caller called up and said, but if I say that, does that mean I'm normalizing what they're doing? And I just wanted to reiterate one more time. Look, when I think there's a real difference here that needs to be spelled out before we get to the speech. If I don't want government, I don't want government to get involved with everything and shut everything down because they can shut me down too. What I ask for is also what I get. I hope that good people of America stay away from the crap in America, right? You hope that people don't fill the seats. But for me, the only way I could fully accept something to normalize it is I have friends that have completely accepted the whole LGBTQ movement. And I don't mean just accept it. I mean, jump in and fight for it and are all in the matter of love and blah, 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 blah. That's not me. That's not me. I think that's what normalizes it. When good people are kind of not maybe understanding maybe Christian values or right and wrong or things like that. And they jump in to go the extra mile to be a part of something and be in the audience and do the things. There's a huge difference of allowing somebody to be them, but then not showing acceptance by being a part of it. I'm very separated from those things because I don't want them in my life, right? There's certain things I'm not going to go to a drag show. Okay. I don't need to go to a drag show. Drag shows don't teach anything. I don't need to go. But the people that go, I think, are the ones that are helping the normalization of it by saying, oh, this is perfectly fine. Everything's great. No, and that's not me. But I certainly am not going to get government to shut down a private drag show that they pay an event center to have, and they go and they do a drag show. Because they have the ability to do that. And I can't make a judgment on that, but I'm not going to go and be in the audience. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play this because I thought this was so good. All right, here we go. Here we go. This is from the King's Academy in Florida. I love this speech. Valedictorian. Here we go.
I stand before you tonight as the 2019 valedictorian. This time last year, I found out that I was in the running for this title. It was then that I decided I wanted it. So, I worked hard for it. I sacrificed for it. And yes, I stressed for it. And I got it. And at our senior award ceremony, it felt so good when I heard my name announced with this title. It's so good. For about 15 seconds. Yeah, 15 seconds of my heart racing and my adrenaline pumping. 15 seconds of, yeah, I won! 15 seconds of being at the top of the pile of all my accomplishments, and it felt euphoric. But there must come a 16th second. And on that 16th second, I sat down in my seat, I looked at my silver stole that says valedictorian, and I thought, that's it? What just happened? Why am I not feeling anything else? To be honest, I don't even know what I was expecting. A parade of balloons to drop? Or maybe I was hoping that all of my problems would fade away in comparison to this amazing achievement. But none of that happened. Not even in my heart. I felt nothing. I was shocked. This was a huge problem for me, and I needed to figure out why. So here was my thought process. Working hard is good. It is, in fact, biblical. But it should not be done for the sole purpose of a goal's sake at the expense of relationship with others. And looking back on this year, I realized that the stress of this year for this goal and a five-minute speech was paid for with the lack of attending to relationships in my life. A lesson learned and self-reflection accomplished. Now, I would like you, my fellow classmates, to do some self-reflecting. I would like you to take a moment to fill in a different thing that you strive for and you focus on. Something that you thought was the end-all, be-all. Perhaps it was sports. Perhaps it was fine arts, academics, getting into a particular school, an unhealthy social life, social media, or video games. Friends, we are about to launch into life, and we haven't messed anything up yet. Now think, instead of academics taking your focus off your important relationships, it was your career you chose over your spouse. Instead of sports, it's money that you pursue at the detriment of your children. Instead of just the Instagram-worthy picture, it's striving to be famous at the expense of time with your friends because now you're too self-involved. I'm well aware that this is kind of a downer speech, but I don't care. Because a lesson learned should be a lesson shared. Now, I'm glad that I have only made this mistake of striving for something that is in the light of eternity, not important, for just 1 year. I can't imagine if I had learned this at 50 or at the end of my life. Here's the lesson. Have no regrets in the 16th second. Nothing is more important than your healthy relationships. Nothing. Not your goals, not your successes. Here's why. Relationships are where we get to influence, impact, and change people's lives. Your life cannot be meaningful without them. And we are put on this earth by our Creator, and we all have a purpose. To advance God's kingdom, that all may be saved. And how we all go about that, that's what's different. It's different in what college we choose, who we marry, and what career we choose. It's different in the triumphs and tragedies that come upon us. But in all those things, new relationships are being formed. As you live your life on this earth, there is no greater good than you can do for a person than to love them so much that you point them to Jesus Christ. But first, he should be your first relationship that you cannot neglect. And I want you to know, I have been here at TKA for 14 years, and I love this school, and I love all of you, my classmates. And tonight, I am imploring you, If you have not begun that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, just do it. There is no better way to start something new and close a chapter of your life than with Him. If He is your Lord and Savior, then make sure you care for that relationship above all others. And after that, prioritize what is important in your life. And never, never lose focus of your important relationships. So be generous with your time and money, and a lot of relational issues will be resolved. And by the way, it's not too late to mend fractured relationships. Any friends you haven't spoken to in a while because of your pride, parents whom you disrespected, and teachers who you never thanked, just do it. Humble yourself. Start a conversation. Have no regrets in the 16th second. In conclusion, this has been one of the hundreds of life lessons I have learned at the King's Academy, and that has been more valuable than academics. So thank you to all who have taken the time to teach each of us our lessons. And once again, thank you to our parents who have been the main source of our lesson learning. We did it. You and us. And we love you for your sacrifice to put us at King's and for putting up with our attitudes along the way. Thank you for sticking with us. When we receive our diploma tonight, just know we all have earned it.
That was fantastic, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you heard a speech like that? The 16th second.
When was the last time you saw a speech like that be allowed to be made?
Amen. This was a private school.
Yeah.
It was a private school, that's why. That speech, it blew me away. I thought, oh, I just wish that could be played at every graduation. I really do. So powerful in every single way. I applaud the kid. I applaud the parents who raised that kid. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back. Courtesy of Abby Anderson. She was 17 and was asked to sing for her high school graduation in, I think it was Dallas, Texas. And she ended up writing a version of this song, what you're listening to right now, My Country, Tis of Thee, and played that on the piano.
Hmm.
And everybody was shocked because they thought she was going to do a pop song. And she said she felt very inspired after prayer to do this other version. And I just love her for it. That's so great.
Yep.
It gives me a lot of faith in those people graduating and doing what they're doing. I just love it. I also want to ask you this, and I want to put this out to the audience too. And I loved that speech for a lot of reasons. And one of them was, don't get so involved in what you're doing and make it such a priority over the relationships in your life. And, you know, I've had to do that with radio. I've had to do that with studying. I've had to do that in a lot. You probably had to do that, right? I mean, You're a guy and sometimes career can kind of take over. It's easy to do. And so I love the lesson of that. Don't get so involved in one thing that you think is so amazing and so important that you discard the relationships in your lives. And I just loved his advice in that King's Academy graduation speech. What would you tell somebody graduating right now? What advice would you give?
I would say, develop your patience, because this is not the end of something. This is the beginning of something.
Hmm.
And if you demand that it progress too fast, you're gonna make a huge mistake.
Hmm.
Take your time. It doesn't happen. Life does not happen overnight.
Yeah, yeah. So true. I'm not sure what I would say to somebody graduating. I think mainly to kind of feel out what you want to do for a living, because many, many people out there have started their what they're known for or their career or whatever they're doing in their 40s, in their 30s. I mean, it doesn't, you don't have to have it all mastered right now. I think a lot of youth feel a lot of pressure to have a job that pays over $100,000. They can sit at home and do something amazing or be a YouTube star or do all of these things. And my thing is, find what you want to do, but find it by doing a lot of different things so you can find out what your passion is. I would do this regardless of any circumstance. I would still do this. I mean, if you can find something like that in your life, wahoo, you've made it, right?
Sure.
You know what you want.
You're much happier doing something you enjoy
right.
than you are just making money.
Yes. And I'd also say that I think you're here for a reason. And I think that in this time and in this space, and that you need to stand up for morals, for values, for God, for country. And you need to get educated in those things, because I'm going to guess that a lot of kids aren't. And I would say that education has to happen. Be curious. Be so curious about the things that don't make sense that are going on right now. And then try to find the answers to those things. Be right back. I'll ask you too. You can call up. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
But now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Fresh cut hay, Tennessee ribs with the special sauce, funnel cakes and burgers with the dogs and brats. I float past by with the stars and stripes, with a uniformed officer shined up bright, saluting our flag with his head held high. You can see it in his eyes, that American pride. The band marched on in a forward stance, while the flag team followed in a classic dance. Balloons were released, red, white, and blue, in remembrance of the soldiers that the families knew. We support each other in the life that we live, and we help one another when we got it to give. From the moms and pops to our friends and kin, one nation under God, and that's just what it is. We're American made.
There you go. Like a Big SMO, American made. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Of course, we'll take your calls. I know you were wondering. 888-673-1450. You can call up about acceptance, normalization, culture, as we were talking about with Chris Ann in the last hour and a little bit in this hour. Or you can offer up your advice to those graduating because this is graduation season. So I'd like to hear both, actually. I really would. I also want to mention, I was drinking chaffee this morning, and my husband was like, make me some. And I did. And you know what's interesting about chaffee? The Ecuador one tastes like coffee, but it's not. Okay? And it's probably the closest thing to coffee, but it's not coffee. It's roasted chocolate beans. And I know you think, well, how could they make that taste like coffee? Well, they do. It depends on which one you buy, though. They've got a lot of different kinds of different kinds that they sell. Go to chaffee.com, chaffy.com, and it's got these great flavors. And if you're wanting to get off coffee because you don't like the stomach acid and you don't like the caffeine drop, this is such a better way to do it, because you get all the same benefits without all the drawbacks. Plus, it's super healthy for you. And so go to chaffee.com, put in the code Kate, and just try it, and then tell me what you think. Just try it. Ecuador tastes just like coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, I'm not. The Volta has a little more of a kind of like a hint of chocolate in it. And I like that one, Volta and Nigeria. So anyway, that's where the beans are from, by the way. That's why I'm saying those different places. So chaffee.com, chaffy.com, try it. Be a lot healthier. Even if you switched out a couple of cups of this instead of coffee, right? I mean, you're going to be healthier because it's like drinking two cups of blueberries. Okay, the antioxidants. All right, caller, go right ahead.
Hello, Cousin Hi. Kate, Uncle Milty, this is Cousin Carl. How are you?
Hi, Cousin Carl. How are you? Go right ahead.
Good. I tried calling in when Christiane Hall was on, and I had something to say.
Okay, sure.
About the government, and I was trying to remember who said this, you know, for the people, by the people, and it's Abraham Lincoln said in the Gettysburg Address. He said, God shall have no birth of freedom. Wait a sec. God shall have a new birth of freedom, that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. And I was thinking about that because, you know, our government right now is more of a dictatorship. And it's not bipartisan by any means.
Right.
And we need to go back to govern by the people for the people.
Okay. I like it. And I don't necessarily like bipartisanism because I think that people sell out when they do that anyway. But I know in the context that you're trying to say that, I understand what you're saying. And I think that we have gotten to a point where you're right. We have this very fierce, heavy-handed, extremely insane government at every turn, and I feel like it will get worse. And what are we going to do to stop it? And that's the big question mark. How are we going to do this?
And it's not just our federal government. It's state and city.
Oh, it's everywhere.
I mean, just in our own city.
It's nauseating.
Where we don't even have a say at council meetings. No. But I guess we don't have a say in the council meetings. And then, you know, then those council members should be open, you know, to talk to any of their constituents, you know, their people in their areas.
Right.
To be able to give them what they want.
Yeah.
Because they vote, you know, we vote them in to be our vote, our voice.
And this goes for any local city. We're on the national show. I mean, this is every local city is getting the same stuff, the same heavy-handedness, the same overbearing, the same stuff done to them. Yeah.
Yeah. And we should have a say even in, like, not just, you know, laws and like that. We should have a say in our zoning and things like that. I mean,
oh, every city should.
Say, okay, we don't want a big building there. We want that open. We want, you know, and there should be a way that
people can do that. I know. We still are supposed to own our government, but it doesn't look like that, does it? Thanks for the call, though. I really appreciate what you're saying. Let me comment on that, too. I'm going to comment on it. Yeah.
But if you want, say, in zoning, be a developer.
Yeah. They seem to get their way.
Yeah.
And he's right. And this is felt all over the country right now. I'm getting letters from all over the country.
Sure.
Look, and there was a lot of press, even in my state, about public comments or ending public comments and things like that. And people are furious. Oh, so upset. And how could people do this in power? And here's what I want to say about it, though. And then I want you to say something, Uncle Milty. The problem isn't the citizens showing up to give comment at public meetings. It's literally 2-minute comment, which I disagree with, too. It should be longer. You should be able to say what you want to say. That's not the problem. That's what they tell you the problem is, but it's not the problem. The problem is why they're showing up in large number to give their comments and concerns. And when it gets so egregious, people will show up.
Yep.
And so the worse it gets, more people show. It's not, the people aren't divisive. And that's the other thing they'll always say. Well, the people are being divisive. No, if the actions that government are implementing are making people divisive. Okay. And so you have to go to the source. Nancy Pelosi used to say the schmear tactic, right? Okay. And she loved that she could come out in public and go, yeah, you schmear people. But that's what happens. The citizen is being smeared. The citizen is being smeared for showing up. That's not the problem. People should be thanked for showing up, quite frankly, since for many, many years they haven't shown up, right? But now it's getting so bad that they are. They should be thanked for being concerned. And when I played that clip of the San Francisco gal screaming in the microphone for 2 minutes, they sat there and listened because they had to. It was her comment. I didn't agree with her, but I have to sit and listen too because it's her comment. So the demonization of the citizen, well, should they be allowed to say what they say? I don't really like what they say. Is it productive? Is it productive, their comment? That's all judgment. That's judgment. You can't bring judgment and an opinion in public comment. Public comment's your comment. You get to say whatever you want, barring cuss words.
No matter where you live.
This is happening all over, though. Yeah.
The city council where you live, there's nothing they do at a public meeting that they couldn't do in private except for listen to you.
Yeah.
And the whole reason that every city has a law that the meetings have to be held publicly is so they have to listen to you.
The people that pay the salaries and are affected by their policies and have to endure everything that they do.
So a long time ago, yeah. you could talk for 20 minutes right. at a city right. council meeting.
I know.
And then they gradually limited. Said, oh, that's too long. We're going to limit yep. your time to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're going to limit it to 5. We're going to limit it. Now it's limited to you can say your name.
Yeah. Well, we don't even know. That might be controversial. Yeah. You know, we might be judging that. I don't know. But, should you say your name?
But the point is, if it's a law, you have to have mm-hmm. the meeting so that the public can redress their grievances.
Yeah.
How do you not let them redress their grievances? Isn't that illegal?
I would imagine. I would imagine to not have to face the people that yeah. hired you. Okay. Now, this is going on in cities all over the place.
Yes, it
They're
is.
They're limiting. They did it during COVID. They got away with it. Congressmen did it. They yep. didn't have to take only the calls they wanted or only the when they got on like those Zoom meetings and stuff and they barred people from coming because of COVID. They can't use that excuse anymore. And now government's getting even more egregious. And what's interesting is the demonization tactic is an age-old government tactic. And it goes like this. I don't want to be called out on what I'm doing, so I'm going to make you the bad guy. And you're the bad guy for showing up and telling me I'm doing wrong. You're the bad guy. So in America, and I get letters from all over the country, in cities all over the country, the government is going to tell you that they can judge what you're going to say if it's worthy to be said at a meeting. Okay? They don't get that role. They don't even have that. They don't have that authority to say, well, we're judging what you're saying and we don't like it. So we're not going to allow your comment, Bob, but Gary, go right ahead. They're not allowed to do that. And this is the other thing. Government wants to be told they're doing a great job. So they only want audience of people saying you're doing a great job. And that's not how America works either. If we're going to go into the term divisive and we're going to say, well, people are divisive. So in people's minds, they conjure up, oh, they must have been like throwing knives or something and mean and cussing and blow you screaming. No. Divisive now means you just didn't like me and agree with me, so I don't have to listen to you.
Right.
That's the new term for divisive. So they say divisive so everybody conjures up something in their mind that's much worse. We're talking about comments. Just comments, okay? Sticks and stones, you know, comments. But what's crazy about this is the demonization and allowing people to think that people are crazy. And so there are people that, because they were, separated from their comment, weren't even allowed to comment. People in different cities in America have worn T-shirts or signs, okay, and sat there peaceably and quietly and stuff like that, but they wore signs. They had signs because they weren't being heard, right? Comments over. If I was somebody in leadership, I would probably ignore the signs if I didn't want to see them or look at them and just continue on with meeting, right? But you're not going to get that in America right now, and we're seeing a lot of cities that are having these same, everything happens in lockstep across yep. the country. So when the caller called and he was talking about fighting and, you know, how do you fight all this? And it starts locally. We have to work on local, making sure that we understand that public comment has to be able to be given. Redress of grievances has to occur. If we lose those things, where's our country? Where's our checks and balances? Where's our system that's supposed to work because we own the government? I don't think we no longer own our government. I think the government's so heavy-handed, policies, regulations, they've done all these things to kind of oust all of that. But we, as a public, you must fight for the ability to even redress your grievances. Can you imagine that we'd be having that fight? Wouldn't you think that fight would be there and other things you'd have to fight? No, you have to actually fight to redress your grievances. This is something that we're all supposed to do.
And that's the main
thing. That's the main thing. And it's going
because
on all over.
If you can't do that, you yeah. can't change anything.
Yeah. And so I think good leaders all over the country, you should want to hear from your people. If you don't want to hear from your people, maybe not the job for you. If you don't like what people say, maybe not the job for you. But this is happening everywhere. I'm getting emails from Florida. I'm getting emails from Idaho. I'm getting emails from California. Of course, California. I'm getting emails from everywhere where people are so frustrated with the systems locally. And I totally understand that. I understand why they're feeling so frustrated. But people never ask, why are people showing up? They only want to debate how comments are made and what is being said, not why are they there? Why are they there? And that's the most important thing. They're there because things are out of control.
Yeah.
And that's statewide. That is citywide. This is all over the place, and it's affecting all of us. It truly is. It's hard, yep. hard to witness, but we're going to have to fight for our country.
Government is non-responsive to the people.
I hope these kids graduating, I hope these college kids and everything else, I hope that they want to be educated in good governance. I hope that they want to run for office. I hope they want to be good leaders. I hope they want to learn. And I think leaders should always be in that, I want to learn how to be better, a better leader, and a person that understands the Constitution and how things are supposed to run, and how can I limit my government? How can I limit my budgets? How can I bring those back down instead of helping them to flourish? Because if we keep growing government and we keep growing budgets and we're taxed to death already, can you see where this ends?
Mm-hmm.
We need kids that understand what limited government is. So any advice I'd give to kids graduating would be, please learn what limited governance is in the Constitution.
Well, if I was young, mm-hmm. I would be asking myself, if I paid half the taxes I pay, could I afford to buy a house? And the answer would be yes.
That would be too logical.
The reason that people can't afford to buy homes is not because they don't make enough money. It's because they pay too much in taxes.
Right. These principles we talk about with Chris Ann, these principles that we talk about all the time on the show, I know don't get said on other shows. The low-hanging fruit debate over, right versus left, I mean, it's ridiculous. Principles need to be learned. We need to learn what it looks like to be, what the Constitution looks like again, how we should be running cities. I'd love to live in a city where the Constitution was adhered to. Would that be amazing?
Amazing.
And that's what we all need to strive for, because I know we have listeners from all over the country, Canada too, all over the world. But we need to be a shining beacon on a hill, not doing all the same old things California does, California, ugh. And I can say that because I'm from there. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness surround you when you're far from home. Be courageous and be brave, and in my heart you'll always stay forever young, forever young.
So true. Love this song.
May good fortune be with you. May your guiding light be strong.
Love this. One of the listeners had some advice for grads, and that was, don't look at any job as beneath you.
Oh, yeah.
Love that advice, and every experience is for your good.
You know, our young people knew better than to think a job was beneath them when they couldn't live in their parents' basement.
So true. Yeah, with graduations happening all over, I did want to address this because I love the grad speech that we listened to, the message in that, and. You know, I know everybody worries too. I worry too about the youth. I worry when everybody has the head kink from looking at their phone. I worry that everything. We didn't have all that social media. We didn't have all that stuff that they have to deal with now. And I don't think it's making us smarter. And so I just pray for education. I pray, and not the creepy college kind, not that kind, but I'm talking about education of values, principles, things like that. That's what I hope for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good principles don't change. The truth, that doesn't change. And I just hope that our young folks understand that. I hope they have a good idea of the media, what they're all about, what they've always kind of been about, you know, and how it influences, and to always be curious. We don't have the ability to be curious anymore. Like, we lost that along the way. Jeez. People don't ask questions. And so that's something we need to get back.
Well, that, I think, comes with the need mm-hmm. for immediate gratification.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you don't need to accept all the things that you're told to accept and to make you a better person and more loving. I hope they don't fall for that lie.
Yeah.
You can just love people generally, like in the commandments, you love God, you love everybody without accepting what everybody's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that caller brought up acceptance, because there's differentiation between acceptance and involving yourself in everything, or just allowing people to have freedom. The freedom thing isn't acceptance to me, but acceptance in a way that you say, well, you can live your life. But I just hope they don't get finagled by so many of those lies right now in society.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's what I worry about. I worry about that a lot for people. And I think it's so prevalent that it's really hard to get away from it. And, but you know what? I also think they're here for a reason, and that maybe they have talents and some skills that they can do to help them to face all the stuff they're facing that we didn't have to face.
Yeah.
As kids, you know? And I think just being real with them, you know, tell them they're going to make a whole lot of mistakes. I know, I've made them all. I mean, you know, they're going to make mistakes, but they'll get through it. They'll live through it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anything else?
I made a mistake or two.
Really? Like one or two?
One or two.
Gosh, you're so rare. but I think, you know, everything has been, there's always good you can pull out of it. There's always something good you can learn from it.
That's exactly how you do learn.
I know.
You don't learn a thing if everything goes smooth.
I know. From all your successes, you learn from the trials, baby.
That's right.
You learn from the trials. Boy, isn't that truth. My whole life's been like that. I learn from the trials. But I'm so, I am so grateful for the knowledge that we have, from the guests that we have, the show that we get to do,
yeah.
Because it has certainly enlightened me on principles and how to stand for values and how to stand for what you believe in and right from wrong. There is right from wrong. It's not all gray. So there is a right and wrong. Those are the kinds of things I'm talking about, you know. Tomorrow our show is the goodness of people and the kindness of strangers. And you'll want to hear these stories. You'll want to hear they're coming from the people themselves. I hope it inspires you. I really do. It's inspired me, so I'm sharing it with you guys. And that's for tomorrow. So a really nice Friday show. Nice, inspiring Friday show where you'll walk away feeling inspired to do better, be better.
Good.
Thanks, Uncle Milty and Chris Ann Hall. And, of course, this will be up on podcast, katedalyradio.com. Go get the podcast. Be faithful. Be fearless. And see you tomorrow.
Z-Stack was a gift from God. Since with God's grace, I was the originator of the protocol, both the hydroxychloroquine protocol and the Z-Stack approach, that they felt that they were getting an authentic, undiluted version of a treatment that's endorsed by me. And so it's become a real successful approach in mitigating the severity of illness, viral illness, is that it's a nutritional supplement, which it is, and that it is an immune booster. Now, what I could say is that it contains quercetin and vitamin C, which according to the NIH peer-reviewed papers is an effective zinc delivery system. And according to peer-reviewed papers also on the NIH, zinc inhibits the enzyme that is associated with RNA viral replication. And according to peer-reviewed papers, vitamin D3 in high normal levels between 50 and 70 essentially eliminates intensive care unit admissions. It's an extremely powerful immune booster, or optimizing your immune system. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick. And then if you, God forbid, you do get sick, you use zinc and a zinc delivery system to inhibit viral replication, and outcomes are much more favorable. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick.
Go to katedalyradio.com, scroll to the bottom of the homepage, and click on the Zelenko ad. And you'll be helping Truth and Radio at the same time you're ordering wonderful products for yourself from Dr. Zelenko. Try the new Z Flu, the brand new product that just came out that it can help you feel a little better when you have the flu and also help prevent the flu. You're going to love this product. It's called Z Flu. Look for it on Zelenko's page when you link over from my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Thanks so much. You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.